AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is expected to announce executive action Tuesday, shutting down entries to the U.S.-Mexico border once daily encounters hit 2,500. Saga Magani has more.
It would be President Biden's most aggressive unilateral move yet to control numbers at the border. The 2,500 figure is important because it means the border could effectively be closed to asylum seekers immediately, because daily figures are higher than that now.
A federal appeals court has suspended a venture capital firm's grant program for black women business owners.
The ruling against the Fearless Fund is another victory for conservative groups who've been waging a legal battle against corporate diversity programs. The fund provided $20,000 to businesses that are majority owned by black women. The case was brought forward by the American Alliance for Equal Rights, led by Edward Blum, the activist behind the Supreme Court case that ended affirmative action in college admissions. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Opening statements Tuesday in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case, and the leader of the Senate Intelligence Committee says ahead of this year's election, the U.S. may be less prepared for foreign disinformation than it was 4 years ago.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner says powerful new AI programs can fool voters. Domestic groups are now also using tactics normally seen from Russia and China. Tech platforms have largely moved away from aggressive policies prohibiting election misinformation. X, formerly Twitter, laid off most of its content moderators in favor of a hands-off approach that now allows neo-Nazi hate speech, Russian propaganda, and disinformation. Last year, YouTube reversed its policy prohibiting debunked election claims and now allows videos that argue that the 2020 election was the result of widespread fraud, even though there has been no credible evidence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And India's election wraps up Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi widely expected to win a third term. This is AP News. A company that bred beagles for medical research has pleaded guilty to neglect charges. Ed Donahue has the story.
Envigo RMS has received the largest fine ever in an animal welfare case.
Over $35 million in fines and additional payments.
A federal investigation of Envigo drew national attention 2 years ago. A search of a breeding facility in Virginia found nearly 450 animals in acute distress. Assistant Attorney General Todd Kim says food was contaminated, water was unsafe to drink.
Dogs lived in overcrowded kennels, cleaned so infrequently that feces accumulated.
And U.S. Attorney Christopher Kavanaugh says what was most heart-wrenching was Envigo employees failed to use proper euthanasia procedures.
In other words, they failed to sedate a dog before giving it a shot into its heart.
The company is barred from breeding or selling dogs in the future. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.